Blog Talk Radio.
Barbara West DeGray speaking to you live from Brooklyn, New York, and you're listening to the Grassroots Holistic Health Podcast. This show shares information regarding alternative holistic health information, which includes mind, body, and spirit. Today we're talking about the healing benefits of what is known as scalar energy. With renowned researcher Tom Palladino. Unfortunately, he has not arrived yet. There might have been a connectivity problem. I'm not sure, but we're still going to proceed. I will see by explaining to you that researcher Tom Palladino is a scholar, a scalar energy researcher based in Florida. Scalar energy is the fundamental life force found everywhere in the world. That's in space and all over the universe. It originates from the sun and stars. Some people call this energy prana, chi, mana, life force, pyramid energy, zero point energy. All of them are synonymous terms for scalar energy. Tom began research with scalar energy during his undergraduate years after developing a deep admiration for the father of scalar energy research and knowledge, that being Nikola Tesla. He was also able to study the work of a man who also continued the research in that area. Now, the areas that we're talking about is RNA, DNA, bonds with microbes, which at the time there was a plague way back when the architectural industry was rendering them harmless by the use of this particular modality of projecting scalar energy to the plants and to those surrounding areas as opposed to pesticides. The existence of this energy was found within the electromagnetic spectrum, and this fascinated Tom, and inspired by these findings, he pursued a course in independent study seeking to better understand and subsequently harness this energy. He did this through the development of an instrument called the Scalar Light. He theorized that all energy in the universe initiates as this light energy, and that the sun of our solar system and the stars of the universe are the points of origin. In other words, the storehouses for this particular energy. He further theorized that scalar energy is an instructive energy, as the entire universe is instructed by this divine essence, and subsequently all spiritual, cognitive, emotional, and physical action in the universe is initiated and maintained by this energy. Before I continue, I would like to just share a disclaimer for this show, and that is that we advise you consult with your doctor before using any of the modes of health information that is shared on this podcast. And with that, I must introduce you to my lovely wife, Dr. Dora Gray.
Hello, everyone. You know, I was sitting here waving, and I forgot we're not on television.
This is
a podcast.
Eventually, you might want to do that, right?
Alafia, everyone, and I send you blessings of peace and well-being and abundance in all of its forms. And I'm glad you're able to tune in tonight to my husband's podcast. And so we're waiting for Tom.
Yes.
And, you know, I believe he should be here any moment. And mm-hmm. like you said, with the connectivity issues and just life happens, but I'm sure he'll be here. But this is an interesting topic about scalar energy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. My wife and I both are certified Reiki and Pranic Healing Masters, and we were particularly excited to talk with Tom about his modality of healing. And it seems as if this isn't something that's not unique. All over the world, these types of healing modalities have been used for thousands upon thousands of years. Perhaps recently, in the last few hundred years, it has come to the main front. But indeed, I think I mentioned some while ago that we had our parents who would hold us in their hands, our mother particularly, when we got injured. And she would kiss the wound and touch it and what have you, and the pain would go away. I see that Tom just came on board with us. Please hold on. Hello, Tom, are you with us?
Hi, Wesley. Thanks for your patience. I finally got in. Thank you, sir.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And thank you for coming on board and being a guest of our show. It's a pleasure to have you on board.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for the invite.
You're very welcome. I did start the show by giving an overview of your extensive research in scalar energy and light energy healing. And would you care to share with the listening audience what you do and how you got involved in doing what you do?
Yeah, I'd be delighted. Thank you. So with that in mind, we're going to speak about scalar energy research. This is not electromagnetic. This is not electricity and magnetism. I'm actually working with Tesla energy, or what some people mm-hmm. might call zero point energy. And I've made it a career to pursue this path of this new science, if you will, this unfolding of a new science. It's very exciting. Some people might call this free energy. It's energy from the sun, the stars. It is indeed known as chi or prana. Long story short, there are two energy spectrums, and I'm working in the scalar energy spectrum. I'm not working with electricity.
Okay. So could you please explain, I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Please continue.
Yeah, not a problem. So with that in mind, I've developed scalar energy instruments. Now, these instruments are able to access the scalar energy dimension. This is not a radio wave. This is not microwave. This is not gamma waves. This is a different energy spectrum, scalar energy. So when I speak of this scalar energy spectrum, it's outside of electricity and magnetism. And what I've discovered with this energy is it's everywhere. It permeates the universe. So I can access a person because their energy code or their aura, or call it their spirit, is everywhere. So what am I getting at? I never work with people in person. Why? Because this energy is everywhere, and I can find somebody's energy anywhere by way of their photograph. Well, let me back up a minute. Let me explain. This is not one-on-one sessions. We're working with energy fields, and the way I access an energy field is by a photograph of a person.
I see.
Quite extraordinary. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. I must also interject that my wife is sitting here with me, Dr. Dora Gray, and she was equally excited as I am to have you on as a guest. I just wanted to let you know that I don't know if you heard earlier before you called in that she is with us.
Hello, Tom.
Thank
nice
you.
To meet you.
Likewise, Doctor. Thanks for your effort. Thank you.
Yes, we both are ordained interfaith ministers, and we also are certified Reiki and Pranic healers. So we have an affinity to the work that you're doing. And we were always so interested in adding to our education in terms of this phenomenon of healing via energy, remotely as well as face-to-face. So how long have you been doing this, if I may ask?
I've studied this for 50 years, and I've been working actually with scalar energy instruments for 30 now. So for 30 years, I've had on-hand experience with this energy. Now, let me take the audience along a journey. If you remember, people, the great scientist Nikola Tesla, he's known as the father of AC electricity. Nikola Tesla also worked with scalar energy, and he was able to harness this free energy from the sun and the stars. So Nikola Tesla, the great scientist, was able to access free energy from the sun and the stars. Well, this is so important. What am I getting at? Well, the fact that we can now access free energy from the sun and the stars tells me that we are now at the threshold of being able to work with anybody in the world by way of free energy from the sun and the stars. This is a new chapter in human history. This is a new beginning, a technology that will change the world. Free energy. That's what I propose. And this is what I have, free energy instruments, and all modeled after the genius of Nikola Tesla. So when I speak of my instruments, they are indeed free energy instruments, allowing me to access anybody in the world by way of their photograph. It's a new science.
Interesting. Is this similar to the solar energy with the solar cells, which I recently, not recently, it's been a couple of years, but I heard Elon Musk talking about that being a source of energy that could even do better than nuclear plants, as it were. Are you familiar with that, the premise?
I am not, but let's go with that notion. If I am working with free energy from the sun and the stars, then we no longer need a power plant.
Right.
So my instruments, I don't rely upon a power plant, so to speak. I can send energy anywhere in the world by way of my instrument. So my instrument works as a satellite, if you will, and it also works as a power plant. So it's all in one. I frequently treat people in Africa, Europe, throughout North America, Asia, by way of my instrument, and hence I can access people around the world through this dimension. So it, if you will, it's an inbuilt power plant, it's an inbuilt satellite, and all done at pennies on the dollar. You know, I don't have to, if you will, create or position a satellite in low Earth orbiting, if you will, around the Earth. I don't have to create a massive power plant. The power plant is the sun, and we can interconnect with anybody in the world by way of this energy. So this is, if you will, the new power structure that we're looking at. This will change the way we live.
So are you saying that this can also provide lighting for like a house or even any other instrument that requires electricity?
Yeah. Yes, I am. That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm able to illuminate light bulbs in my home with this energy within a local environment. And what I'm trying to do in the future is to take this energy and broadcast it at a distance and illuminate objects. And if I can do that, then we will be able to solve to end the energy crisis.
Very interesting. So where are you located, by the way? I forgot to ask that.
I live in Florida.
So have you approached any local or state government agencies regarding this new invention that you have?
No, they're frankly, they're not interested. I think government, too many governments today are in bed with big business, and there's too many, there's too much corruption with government and business. I plan to keep this at a local level, at a grassroots level, and I would much rather work with the people that I can trust rather than entities that I cannot trust. And with all of that in mind, I look forward to working with people to bring this forward to mankind. I look forward to bringing on this new era of healing, where you call it quantum healing, all done by way of photographs, all done by way of these powerful scalar energy instruments, in which we can work with anybody in the world through a photograph, meaning you do not need to be present anymore to receive any type of session. We work with your aura or your spirit.
But Tom, can I ask you a question? Is it absolutely necessary to have the photograph, or can you simply tap into the universal life force energy and heal in that manner with intent?
You can. You're absolutely right. You can heal with intent. Now, what I do with an instrument, faith healers do with their hands. Or some people do with prayer. So that's a good point. I'm glad you're making that. I have a scalar energy instrument that allows me to enter into this realm of consciousness, this Christ-like energy, or what some people might call zero-point energy. However, again, others can do this with their healing hands or with prayer or intention. The point I'm getting at is we now have a means to verify scientifically that prayer intention does work.
Would you mind telling us types of ailments that you've helped people to heal from?
Yes. Yeah, I'd like to. So what I've developed with this instrument, it can be programmed. So a scalar energy instrument now can balance your brain waves or balance your chakras. I've been able to substantiate that with so many people around the world, the ability to balance brain waves and chakras. I've also been able to calibrate this instrument to seek out and to destroy pathogens such as viruses, bacteria, fungi. So with this scalar energy instrument, I have a technique in which I can calibrate the instrument to balance the brain waves or to seek out and destroy viruses, bacteria, fungi. This is very promising. It's very promising because it shows that we can indeed use scalar energy now for a beneficial purpose, for wellness, for quantum wellness. Now, it's the key element is these processes are repeatable. This is a controlled device. And with that in mind, I can guarantee the outcome. If I have the ability to control scalar energy, then it's a cause-effect relationship. The outcome, the upshot, the result is guaranteed.
Yeah, I was reading your profile, and I came across a section of testimonials regarding various PCR test results, particularly in India and other countries. And those results were pertaining to HIV, herpes, and what I read to be the Epstein-Barr results. Could you please elaborate on that?
Yes, thank you. So people from around the world, thanks, Wesley, people from around the world will send us, will email us photographs. Now, with their photographs, these instruments are able to identify what people are suffering from, whether it's Epstein-Barr virus or it could be HIV virus or the bacterium that causes tuberculosis. And these instruments are not only able to identify a germ, but eradicate, break down the molecular bonds of a germ, of a microbe. Scalar energy instruments are able to detect the presence of a germ, a microbe, and break down the molecular bonds of that germ or that microbe. This is proving to be fascinating. It's very much being looked at by various people and organizations around the world. My results are repeatable, and I'm having excellent results because of the fact, on account of the fact, that this instrument does indeed serve to control a virus, a bacterium. This indeed serves to break down the molecular structure of a microbe, a pathogen. All of that taken into consideration, we found the easy, affordable, effective method to destroy germs.
I would be remiss if I didn't mention the COVID-19 virus and Omicron and so forth. What is your take on that, and to what degree have you made inroads in that regard?
Oh, okay, so the way this instrument is calibrated, I can look at, I can ascertain the presence of any virus or any bacterium on a photograph. Now, all of that taken into consideration, a scalar energy instrument will look at a photograph, look at the force field. That's the key. We're thinking of information now. We're looking at the information field. We can look at the information field of a photograph, ascertain the presence of a bacterium or a virus, and eradicate that. Now, recently, the world has gone through this pandemic. We've had great success ascertaining, looking for, so to speak, the presence of COVID-19 on a person's photograph, identifying COVID-19, and eradicating COVID-19. We've had excellent success in so doing.
How many clients are you able to work with? Like, for instance, you know, can you work on 20 people a day, or, you know, how does that work?
Okay. I don't want you to fall out of your seat, doctor. I'm able to work with groups of photographs by collages, by collages. Now, with that statement in mind, today I work with Christian missionaries around the world. Today I work with 500,000 people.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Now, I have collages of photographs of people from around the world. Today, I work with 500,000 people by way of their photographs.
Is there any way that you can predict the time that it takes the client to heal? Is it instantaneous?
That's a good point.
Do they have to have several treatments from you? How does that work? I'm sure it's individual that probably no two people are alike, but just in general, how would that work?
Yeah, that's a good point. So you're right. Everybody's different, and the healing curve changes from various conditions to different variables. But I'll say this. My process is the guaranteed method to break down, to shatter, to disassemble pathogens. How quickly people respond from that, it's hard to say. I would say on the majority, most people after a week or two of sessions feel better. The greater majority of people say yes, they feel better, that we've done something beneficial for them.
And this is regardless of their diet, their lifestyle, their age, exercise or not exercise, and so forth?
Yes, that's correct. That's correct. Now, obviously, if they're living a sensible lifestyle and they're in good health, obviously they're going to be able to recover most likely at a quicker pace. If people are of good cheer and they have a proper mental attitude, of course that helps. But I'll say this about our sessions. Many times people come to us and they complain that their dogs or cats are not feeling well. Well, okay, we treat their dogs and cats, and we have a speedy recovery many times with dogs and cats. The point being, an animal is not aware that they're being treated. So there is merit to what we're doing. Yes, it works. And even a dog or a cat will experience the benefits.
I just find it so interesting that you guarantee. I've never heard a doctor before guarantee that a treatment will work. So that's
yeah.
amazing to me.
Yeah. I say that in all candor. Why? Count on the fact that if I'm working with energy, and energy is fundamental, and I can control the molecular structure of something, a pathogen, a germ, that I have control, consummate control, over the molecular constitution, over the molecular structure of a virus, bacterium, or fungus. Now, put that together with my instrument, I can guarantee the disassembling, the fragmenting of a virus or the fragmenting of a bacterium. Why do I make that statement? Because I'm working with energy, and energy is fundamental.
Well, that's fascinating. Very interesting. My question is also, Doctor, do you have peers who are practicing the same research and healing modalities that you are involved with right now? Are there any other fellow researchers on board with you around the
no.
world?
No, and sadly, no, and I'll tell you why. Because I'm the only one with this type of instrumentation. I'm the only one with this ability right now. So put that all together. It's a unique instrument. This is a unique approach that I have. And a scalar energy researcher, scalar energy as an emerging science, is really poorly understood. And put all of that together, we are few and far in between. There's not many scalar energy researchers in the world.
So you have a patent on the instrument itself, but obviously you don't have a patent on the energy. That's the free part. But I'm curious how long it took to develop that instrument.
Yeah, I have to give credit to Nikola Tesla, who was the originator, the first man to create a scalar energy instrument. And then my predecessor, a man by the name of Hieronymus, Galen Hieronymus, who also developed a scalar energy instrument. And actually, it was Galen Hieronymus who had a patent on this instrument. So I'm not trying to re-patent his work. So there was two men, two predecessors, Tesla and Hieronymus, who went before me. I give them all the credit. They are the originators. I'm following up on their work.
But this sounds so guaranteed. I'm just wondering, why haven't we heard of you before? I mean, there's so many of us with illnesses and, you know, like where are you? How can people reach you?
Yeah, doctor, let me say this. The fact that I'm working with free energy, and that this is the easy way to eradicate a microbe, a pathogen, this is very intimidating to the powers that be. Meaning what? Well, meaning that there's a lot of money at stake here. There's a lot of money. There's a lot that can be in jeopardy. Count the fact that this is a new technology. Free energy as a new technology intimidates many people. And my work is suppressed. My work is suppressed. Even though I have great, great testimonies from around the world, my work is being suppressed.
But if you helped 500,000 people today, how did they hear about you? How did they get you?
Yeah, I've got a website, scalarlight.com. Many people have visited that website. We give away a 15-day free session on our website, and in so doing, many people visit our website for the free sessions, for the free trial. And the word is getting out. And we We also have, and I think you both will appreciate this, we also have Christian missionaries around the world who work with us and provide us photographs from people around the world.
So when they go to your website, do they submit their picture, or how do you gather these pictures, such as today?
Yes. Yeah, we have an automatic photo uploader in which we're able to assemble, if you will, hundreds, thousands of photographs a day. And if you do that day after day after day, you know, the numbers add up. Today, I can assure you I have at least 1,000 photographs waiting for me at the end of the day. People who have from around the world have uploaded their photographs. Now, keep in mind, some of those photographs are group photographs. And if that's the case, we could easily, I could easily receive today 5,000, 10,000 people.
Okay. That's interesting.
So you have free trials. You have free trials on your website.
Yes.
And, okay, so if I go to your website and submit my photograph.
Yes.
I'll be able to receive a trial healing so that I know that this is real. Is that
yes,
accurate?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
And so tell us what your clients have to do. Do they just send you the photograph and like that's it? Or are they supposed to maybe not eat for the day before, or, you know, they have to lie down while they're being treated? Is it, you know, how does that work?
Yeah. Is there a time span?
You don't have to.
Is there a time area that they should be expecting results within the next hour, 5, 10 hours, so forth?
Well, he had said before, like within a week, but I
within
was just curious about prepping for the actual session, like what would the client have to do?
Thank you. So when people come to me, I don't diagnose per se. I'm just so busy. Working as a researcher, I don't want to have to diagnose, so I do not diagnose. So secondly, when it's a standardized session, and in so doing, when I'm working with people around the world, all I need to do is accept their photographs. Now, the healing, the level of healing and recuperation, that's different for each person in the world. Yeah, I can't give a blanket statement on that. My blanket statement is this machine, this instrument destroys germs, and I say this without equivocation, this instrument will break apart any germ, any microbe, provided I can target and properly calibrate that germ, that microbe. So with that said, I want to also make this clear, you don't have to change your lifestyle. When people come to me, I will work with them. And it doesn't mean you have to change your diet, your lifestyle. You just go on living. You see, the beauty, one of the beautiful aspects about our work, we don't ask you to change anything about your lifestyle. Don't. Keep living the way you want to live. You do not have to change the way you live.
That's amazing. Has anyone complained of side effects, adverse effects from the treatment?
No, and I'll tell you why. Because it's non-physical. What we're doing is not a chemical reaction. It's information. I'm sending information. I'm sending light, energy. So this is not a physical process. Non-physical. It's information. And because of that, we don't have a chemical die-off.
So nothing's happening chemically. Gene expression is not being altered. Nothing like that.
Correct. I'm simply sending information to the molecular bonds, and I'm telling the molecular bonds of a virus to break apart. Do you see how simple, clean, and easy that is?
Well, that sounds amazing. I think I would like to try it. And I would like to try it. And if I get the results that that you're claiming happens, then I'll be your poster child. Really?
Yeah. You know, yeah. If you visit our website, you'll see testimonies from people around the road who at once had herpes. They claim they know how to have herpes. People who once had HIV, and in their words, they claim they've been cured of HIV. Now, all of that is very pertinent, but let me caution this. It's not my claim. I can only claim what I do in my laboratory. I have to allow people to make the biological claim. Because keep in mind, I don't work with people. I work with force fields.
Yeah, the aura.
Yeah, you're with me? A photograph or a force field. So this is the new science in which we're not working with physical reality. It's non-physical.
Okay. Well, I must say, though, that you have really shared quite a bit of information that's very exciting and enlightening. And I want to thank you so much for being on our show. It seems that the half hour has come upon us. And I look forward to you being a guest again sometime
in the
near future.
Yes, I've got many more questions. Time ran away.
Yeah.
I've got lots of questions.
You know, again, I'm going to refer your audience to scalarlight.com. That's the website. Visit the website. You'll see on the homepage anybody can register for 15 days of free sessions. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Tom. It was such a pleasure to meet you.
Now, is your information on your website, your email address and phone number?
Yes, yes. Just okay. Refer to scalarlight.com. Yes.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Great. Well, I want to thank you, and I want to thank Mikey for introducing us to you. And we will definitely be in touch in the near future to see when we can schedule another show.
Thank you both.
You know, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. So have a continued blessed and awesome day. I guess we're into the evening now. And we will definitely talk soon.
Thank you so kindly. Good evening.
And I want to thank the audience for tuning in this evening and sharing your time with us. We're excited about having Dr. Paladino on with us again. And, of course, this show can be accessed via our archive at grassrootsholistichealth.com/blogtalkradio. And we look forward to speaking with you again soon and having you on board. And again, it's been a pleasure. So before we end, we must give thanks to the One Most High and to all of our ancestors and to all of you who embrace the Most High, the energy that's in the field, mind, body, and spirit. And until then, have a continued blessed and awesome day.